Diseases of the central nervous system: total left hemispheric stroke with ipsilateral internal carotid artery occlusion. The 76-year-old male patient's history included hypertonia and chronic alcohol consumption. Gastric ulcer developed 19 years ago. He was treated for numbness and right hemiparesis 11 years ago. Significant bilateral internal carotid artery stenosis was diagnosed. Bilateral carotid endarterectomy was performed. PTA stenting of the right common iliac artery was required due to stenosis as well as complaints of dysphagia and lower extremity pain 7 years earlier. Cranial CAT scan verified multiplex lacunar infarcts. Significant stenosis was diagnosed on the left external iliac artery 5 years ago. 6 months later staged angioplasty, PTA, was performed at the Department of Surgery. Right facial and upper extremity numbness occurred several occasions in past 3 years. 50-60% internal carotid artery restenosis was diagnosed on the left side. Mild right hemiparesis and disorientation required re-evaluation 3 years earlier. Acute cranial CAT scan revealed subacute left watershed infarct in the region of the middle cerebral artery supply zone aside earlier lacunar infarcts. Angiography revealed high-degree stenosis and partial occlusion of the left internal carotid artery with collateral circulation. Lab tests verified elevated cholesterol, with high blood pressure readings on several occasions, which was adjusted by adequate medication. Physiotherapy was administered on a regular basis during the course of his hospitalization and received anticoagulant and parenteral pyrazinam medication. The patient recovered well and was able to walk without help when leaving the hospital, but moderate residual right hemiparesis and neglect syndrome was detected. The patient was controlled on a regular basis for occlusive arterial disease. Carotid Doppler revealed low flow signals corresponding with severe stenosis in the left subclavian artery 2 years ago. No flow signals were detected in the left internal carotid artery. Total occlusion was suspected. Angiography verified left carotid artery total occlusion as well as the high-degree stenosis on the right side. The patient periodically showed signs of atrial fibrillation, which was restored to sinus rhythm upon by elevated dosage of the chnidine retard. The patient refused recommended syncumer therapy, taking 100 mg or elaspirin protect only, after being informed of modalities of adequate and required medication to avoid cerebral embolization. He was currently hospitalized due to history including dull left-sided headache and progressive right limb weakness starting 2 days ago. At the time of his current admission, hemiplegia was detected on the right side with mild nausea without vomiting. Analgesics were administered by his relatives at home priorly to alleviate headaches. Cranial CAT scan and core angiography revealed total left internal carotid artery occlusion. The lumen was filled with fresh thrombus, most probably of cardiac origin. According to the patient's history prior to his recent hospitalization, irregular heart palpitations were felt, thus he increased his quinidine dosage. Few hours later palpitation disappeared. The patient's neurologic condition rapidly declined and became comatose. Repeated CAT scan showed acute large left hemispheric stroke mostly in the supply region of the middle and anterior cerebral arteries. No adequate measures of medication improved the patient's condition. Sudden tachycardia, tachypnea, dyspnea presented with vomiting, the hypotension was detected and eventually the patient died.